about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. All right, everyone's back. Great start to a great week, huh, guys? Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Gosh, I tell you, they are really yelling at us doctors about prescribing antibiotics, and they're trying to yell at you all to quit asking for antibiotics. All right? They say that we are probably going to be hitting the worst crisis ever on multiple resistant bacteria. Now, I'm looking at this, and you're looking at, oh, my gosh, you know, I see movies coming down, you know, around the bend, you know, these bacteria that go and, what was that Tom Cruise movie, War of the Worlds or something, where a bacteria end up killing the aliens or something? That was like a pretty anticlimactic ending. But then I stopped for a second here, and I go, wait a second here. Okay, I understand, you know, resistant bacteria, I've been talking about that. We have multi-resistant chlamydia, resistant gonorrhea, resistant TB, H flu, strep pneumonia. Do you think maybe they're trying to do this so we don't go to the doctor and ask for an antibiotic, and so we don't, again, ask for medical services, hence saving money, you think? Because I'm looking at this. They really don't want us to go to the doctor and ask for an antibiotic. They want us to sweat it out at home. Yeah, you know, I'm like, okay, well, yeah, okay. Because you're right, if it's a viral infection, you technically do not need to go to a doctor to get an antibiotic. You can sweat it out, right? You know, you build up that fever, and then you break a sweat. When you sweat, you feel better. The fever breaks, right? You replenish your fluids. You do your chicken soup, which I've taught you all to do, because chicken soup has protein and antioxidants in it, and the fat and the cartilage that has anti-inflammatories and the heat makes you feel better, right? You know, maybe they're just trying to, again, get us to not go to the doctor, save money for healthcare. I'm wondering. But anyway, all right, still though, matter at hand, we still have to watch what's happening with our antibiotics. Yeah, I think not only is it the antibiotics, but it's also all the antimicrobials we're using. I talk about this a lot. The wipes, the hand sanitizers. You know there are bugs that are like saying, this is nothing. This is nothing to us. And it's scary because these things evolve and they evolve fast. Yeah, I'm a little worried. But that doesn't mean don't go to the doctor. Still let us check you out. All right? Still let us check you out, okay? Because still, if it's a pretty bad infection, I mean, whether the antibiotics are going to work or not, whether we think it's viral or not, you could still have some pretty serious sequelae with it. So let us take a look at you. Just please be careful with what you read. I got a lot of interesting stuff here. I guess Homeland Security is going to not only be racial profiling or not be racial profiling, but they're going to actually look at your body signals. And they say yawning could be a sign that you're a terrorist. You know how many of us yawn while standing in that line for 45 minutes to an hour? Right? Remember I told you guys about the fast pass? Did I tell you guys that TSA is going to have a fast pass where you sign up, I think it's $100 a year. You go through some sort of a background check, and if you pass, you don't even have to take off your shoes. You can bring liquids, whatever, and you get to go through a fast pass. You don't even have to unpack your laptop. Right? You know how easy it is for a terrorist to figure out how to get the fast pass? Really? What's the point? Fast passing people. I know fast passes you do at Disneyland, but now they're saying no big deal. It doesn't matter if they fast pass people because they have another way to tell if you're a terrorist. It's because you yawn. You know how many of you yawn while listening to my show? Does that mean you're a terrorist? All right, so we're going to talk about that. Also, there is some glow-in-the-dark sushi. That is the newest craze. Why are people eating glow-in-the-dark sushi, and what is making it glow-in-the-dark? We got some nutrition news, more blueberry, good news with blueberries. Honestly, they better start growing that in droves because we need to eat more and more blueberries. I tell you, that is the superfruit. I tell you, you heard it now on the Dr. Dahlia Show, superfruit. All right. Also, we're going to talk about which supplements looks like are not helping us with Alzheimer's. And I guess we talked about this in the hour before. There's exercise-induced orgasm. Women are having orgasms in the gym as many as 5%. And that's just people who admit it. Yeah, that's kind of a fact you didn't want to know, huh? But we'll talk about why that happens and, you know, if we even want it to happen. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. No, I didn't cut out early and go to the gym. I you know, I'm at the age now where it's like too much work. Yeah, I mean, I go to the gym, I work out, but I don't want to be, I don't even want to know if I'm in that 1-5%. I know I'm not. I've been exercising for years. Never happened. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. No, it has nothing to do with what's on the television. Yeah, most of the time television is just news. It's nothing to do with that. It's like the working out. We'll talk about it later. Okay, now, as if Mycoplasma genitalium STDs aren't bad enough. Okay, news just broke that if any of you are walking around with mycoplasma genitalium, you are more at risk to acquire HIV. So we are talking double whammy. Now, mycoplasma genitalium affects the right genitalia. See, you all know Latin. It's a small parasitic bacterium, STD, first identified in 1980. It causes inflammatory conditions of the reproductive tract, genitals, urethritis, pelvic inflammatory disease, cervicitis. You could get infected with this for years without displaying any symptoms. Usually antibiotics work. However, what they found is many women, especially in Africa, who had this STD were twice as likely to acquire HIV. Now, all right, so what do we do with this? Well, one, try not to get mycoplasma genitalium. I mean, that just doesn't sound like a fun type of disease. And try not to get gonorrhea or chlamydia. You know, chlamydia is still the number one STD. If you guys ever do Trivial Pursuit, right? Remember we used to play Trivial Pursuit 20, 30 years ago? If you ever play that again and they go, what is the number one STD? It's chlamydia. That's the answer. It's not HIV. It's chlamydia. You'll win a point. Okay. Yeah, I'll give you guys a quiz one day. You guys really, you're into quizzes? We'll do pop quiz one day. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you'll win. I have no idea if you're answering the question right. I mean, you could be mouthing it right to the radio. I have no idea. No idea if you guys are faking it or not. All right. So anyway, mycoplasma genitalium, that's going to be a bacterial STD on the rise. We're going to be talking about that. But listen, let's say you do get exposed to an STD. Always get your HIV checked. Always get your syphilis checked. Because if you could get one STD, you could get others. Okay? And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Oh my, I'm looking at my schedule tomorrow. Kind of busy. Thinking about calling in. Now, I rarely call in. If I ever call in, it's because I am sick or I can't get off the toilet. I never call in. But, whew, boy, I got a busy day. See, my problem is my weekends are busier than my week. So here we are, you know, early part of the week. I'm exhausted from the weekend. But I think this weekend, there's no charity events. There's no big things I have to do. I think I'll get to take some naps. So I'll get to catch up. So I just got to make it to the weekend. I mean, they're fun weekends. It's just, oh, busy, busy, busy. Now, you know, the Fast for Kids Gala is coming up. If any of you do end up being in Las Vegas, Nevada at the end of April, this is my... Oh, I love, this is one of my prize charities I work with. I love these guys, Fast for Kids. A lot of autistic children, they need immediate educational attention, and many states don't have programs. And Jerry and Shelley Peck have designed a Fast for Kids program. They have an autistic child. I have four autistic nieces and nephews, and that's what we do. We raise money. So we have a gala, entertainment, local celebrities, booze. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Drink. Lots of food and drink. And we make it fun. So if you guys are in town and you could come, please go to my website, look at information, or if you could even donate, it is a great cause. We work with a lot of charities, but this is probably one of my favorites. If I'm ever on Celebrity Apprentice, I would probably, work for this one. Just, it's just amazing what they could do. Okay, now, yawning in the line at security. Security, will that cause you to be pulled aside and frisked? Well, they say the Office of Homeland Security is warning that innocent, innocuous behavior in passengers may actually not be so innocent, and it could be a sign that they are a terrorist. A presentation released by the New Jersey office of the agency warns that passengers yawning, developing goosebumps, and appearing fidgety could all be potential terrorists. Now, I'm a goner because they make you take off your jacket, right? And if I get cold, I have hair on my arms. I know y'all think I'm, like, really pretty, right, and well-shaven, but I got some hair on my arms. Can you see that there? So if I'm cold, it's going to be very easy to see the goosebumps. And what if I'm standing in the security line for 45 minutes and I have to urinate? I got to go to the bathroom. If I have to go to the bathroom, don't you think I'm going to be fidgety? And then I have chronic fatigue, right? So I yawn. So I'm a goner. The presentation titled Terrorism Awareness and Prevention says it aims to educate the public on recognizing potential threats in any environment, including at work and in the community. It says the signs will become particularly evident in the person's eyes, face, neck, and body movements. Well, of course. You know, we've watched this. We've watched, you know, whenever we watch movies and someone's trying to slip through security, you know, and how they do it and they act all. Honestly, see, I think when you act calm, cool, and collected, that's a warning sign. What is the average traveler doing? They're like in a hurry. They're fidgeting. They're like, come on, really? Really, you're going to be checking my bag? Really? Okay, come on. Oh, God, I hate flying. You know, I'm hungry. I got to grab something to eat because there's going to be no food on the plane. And I want to get my baggage in the overhead compartment because the overhead compartment is too small. First come, first serve. I would say the average person in the security line is more fidgety. And then to think that you're going to be getting the pat down, like, oh, and see, I don't like the big full body scanner. I don't like that because I worry about radiation. So I'm sitting there going, let's do the pat down, kids. So I'm explaining to them what the pat down's going to be because I don't want them to go through the scanner. So yeah, I'm going to look like I'm fidgety. No jacket. I'm freezing. I have to go to the bathroom. I have no food. I'm worried about getting the kids on the flight. Nervous that we're going to the in-laws. And, I'm probably going to just raise all alarms. All right, if an individual has a cold stare, a trance-like gaze, or wide flashbulb eyes, they might be a terrorist. If they seem to exaggerate yawning in a conversation, repeatedly touch your face or ears, or excessively watch a clock, they might be a terrorist. That's what it says. If they pace, tremble, if you sweat, okay, never let them see you sweat. They said that's a sign. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Why don't you just, I don't know what they should do. It's a shame because they always say our security is always one step behind what the terrorists are doing. Yeah, and I'm nervous. I'm really nervous because I just think we're going about this all wrong. They say citizens should never use race or religion as factors for reporting suspicious activity. Describe in detail what you saw and try to leave assumptions, prejudices out of it. So if somebody's sweaty, they could be having a heart attack. People sweat when they have a heart attack. It could be a guy having a heart attack. Let him get through security so one of us could work on him and perform CPR if he drops. Okay? That could be sweat. Oh, my gosh. What if I have a hot flash? I've had hot flashes when I've, you know, been speaking in front of people. I have to speak at UNLV this weekend or this week. If I have a hot flash, I'm going to sweat. Okay? Yes. And then I'm going to freeze because I'm going to be cold. So I'll be sweating. Oh, this, I don't know what to do. I'll never be able to fly anywhere. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, well, I guess I won't be able to go to the in-laws. Now, I like my in-laws. We got the big Talkers Magazine convention coming up in June. I got to get to that. That's great. I know I get to hang out with the big boys. I get to hang out with Alex Jones, Jason Lewis, Free Talk Live guys. I love that. I love rocking out with some of the best in radio. Best in radio. Okay, I know y'all have been really worried, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, about Trenton, New Jersey. Remember, they were not going to have any toilet paper. Remember, there was a budget stalemate. Don't worry, you can all breathe a sigh of relief. Okay, of course, don't do it on the TSA line. You can all breathe a sigh of relief. Trenton, New Jersey, City Council, and the state buildings have gotten the toilet paper. Staff restrooms have been restocked. Whew. About $16,000 was spent on paper towels, toilet paper, and other restroom supplies yesterday. Honestly, no joke, this stuff is getting expensive. I went to the grocery store this weekend instead of going to Target or Walmart, to get some groceries because we had some kids hanging out at the house for my kids, and we had no toilet paper. And I made the mistake of going to the grocery store, and it was, I think, $11. $11 for what, 24 rolls of toilet paper? That is getting expensive. And you can't reuse it. It's not like you could wash it off, dry it, and reuse it. I mean, who would want to? It's ridiculous. I know we were all making a joke about toilet tissue and, you know, the stalemate, and they're not, you know, having it in their supply budget. But this is some pretty serious stuff, guys. Toilet paper is expensive. Gas is expensive. Milk. If I could find a carton for less than $3, or, you know, a 2 gallon or a 1 gallon? It's a gallon. I mean, just things are so expensive. And I don't know how everybody does it. I really don't. All right. Well, let's take a look. What's going on in fast food news? For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Wendy's has now dethroned Burger King as the country's second biggest hamburger chain, they said. Apparently, U.S. sales volume has shown that Wendy's, for the first time, which was founded in 1969, has surpassed Burger King. People do not want it their way. They just want Wendy's, looks like. Now, McDonald's, of course, still beats everybody. Wendy's had a sale of $8.5 billion in 2011 compared to $8.4 billion in Burger King. McDonald's sales total nearly twice larger with both chains put together. Again, I think the breakfast is big. You know, every time I drive down the street, you see the line with McDonald's going out, I mean, even onto the street. It's got to be the coffee. It's got to be the breakfast. You know, and again, they have 99-cent menu. All right, so again, what do we do with this information? I keep telling you not to eat fast food. They say sales are up 26% in the past 5 years at McDonald's, 9% at Wendy's, and flat at Burger King. I don't know. See, Burger King, they charbroil. I don't like to taste as much as the McDonald's burgers and the Wendy's. I don't know. Oh, you know what? I got to tell you my problem is with Burger King, and I feel bad. I don't want to say anything bad about a company, but my problem with Burger King is the hamburger drips. I always get dirty when I eat a Burger King burger. Now, it looks like you get more burger for your buck. I'll give you that at Burger King. But it drips. And it is a very anemic type of sauce that's very thin and wet. And I can't get that on my lab coat. I can't get that on my clothes, right? Or my leotard. I can't do that. My tutu. All right? I need to be looking pretty good. And they're messy. The burgers are messy, and I know, you know, they have those commercials where, like Carl's Jr., where it's dripping, you know, like it's such a good burger, the chili is dripping. I don't want that. I want a clean burger. I want something very clean, kind of cardboardy, boxy. A lot of you guys don't know this. You want to know what my favorite type of eggs are? When you go to some of these hotels in Las Vegas, the breakfast, and they use those, those instant eggs, and they come out like a brick, those are my favorite eggs, the eggs that come out like a brick, scrambled. That's my favorite. All right, guys. Dr. Dolly, you're coming back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Kansas City writes, Dr. Dahlia, how do you get motivated to work out? I know I need to work out. I just can't get motivated. Well, I don't blame you. You know, Kansas City, here I come. I got family in Kansas City. I love Kansas City. You guys got some great talk stations out there in Kansas City. Yeah, tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia show there. This way I get to come out and visit my sister more and my little nieces and nephews. All right, so stay motivated to work out. By the way, guys, tell your news talk stations to bring the Dr. Dahlia show to them. Okay? And Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. These guys rock. We got Kyle working the dials. A big thank you to Kyle. Kyle gets big kisses today. Okay, so, yeah, there's a lot of reasons to, you know, one thing I always tell people to do, and I mean, this is a hard one, is, you know, get into a bathing suit. You could do underwear, but I'd rather a bathing suit. We used to say, you know, take a picture of yourself in your underwear. Don't do that in a bathing suit like a bikini. And hide it in a drawer so nobody sees, although I don't like that because people could take the picture. But every time you don't want to work out, take a look at that picture and go, uh-uh, not going to happen. And then you go right now. I mean, if you look good, then, you know, but for those of us that don't look the way we want to in a bikini, put that picture of yourself, you know. I think post-it notes really help. It's interesting because I pulled up a site. Actually, Fox News has a nice little list of how to stay motivated to work out. And these are things we've been talking about on the show. You know, it has to be fun. The workout has to be something that you enjoy. If you don't like lifting weights, if you don't like yoga, then that's not gonna work for you. Now, with me, I don't get to watch TV in the morning, or I don't get to listen to my favorite song unless I'm working out. So if I want to put my music on, it has to be because I'm working out. I can't just sit there and sit and listen to it. I can't just sit and watch TV. Not gonna happen. So that's how I work out in the morning. Also very convenient for me. I don't go to the gym. I have a couple pieces that we got on sale years ago. It's kind of in an inconvenient place in the house, but I don't care. We don't have a house big enough to have a separate gym in there, but I put it where we watch TV in the family room. And it's a very convenient place to do it. I could work out, even if I only have 10 minutes to work out. If I only have 10 minutes to work out, I'm still at least getting a workout in. All right. Make sure, though, you're not just doing it to the news. You know, when I go to the gym, even though I like watching the news and it's important to get your news that day, sometimes it's not enough to keep you motivated to work out. But if you had TiVo'd a great show, or if you have a great playlist on your songs, that helps. Okay, now for those of you that do need a buddy, like a gym buddy, you know, that's a great idea too. Fox News, their medical team said, you know, have a buddy, because you do. It's like, you know, how AA, you need a sponsor. You know, it really helps having that buddy system. It does. Sometimes they say keep a record. You know, set some goals, keep a record, maybe write it down. You know, maybe for some of us, that just kind of forces us to stick to a regimen. You know, in the previous hour of my show, I had talked about homeopathic constitutions. One of my listeners wanted me to go into homeopathy and what it's all about. And I was talking to them about how certain people have certain things about them, certain characteristics, certain personalities. Some of us, we need to, you know, write everything down. Some of us, if we have a problem with our body, it's the left side versus the right. Like if you have a tumor, it's on the left, something like that. Which actually is an issue with me. All my issues have always been on the left. Weird. You know, and so, you know, it looks at people as constitutions. So I really welcome you to go to my website, the Dr. Dahlia website, and listen to the on-demand. It'll bring up the shows I just did, and also there's archives of podcasts. Really kind of interesting stuff. But you see, some of us, we need to know who we are to know what will work. The big problem we do as physicians and we do ourselves as patients is we lump us all into everybody else. And every now and then we kind of figure it out going, wait a second. I can't lose weight like my friend is losing weight. I can't eat what my friend eats. I have a different body. We know that. It's just like, no, I guess we all have to follow the same diet. We all have to eat the same amount of calories. No, some of you are going to diet differently. Some of you will lose weight at a pound a week. I've never, when I lost weight at a pound a week. When I lose weight, nothing happens, and all of a sudden, boom, 10 pounds. You know, I mean, we're all different. We all have different constitutions. And even though I'm a medical doctor, mainstream medicine, I really kind of dig that whole homeopathy idea where everybody is an individual and you may fall under certain classes as similarities, but then treat the person as they're similar in the way their body acts. Because if your body acts differently, then, I mean, if you're a white person and you live, you know, you're a neighbor to another white person, that doesn't mean you both should be treated with the same medicine just because you're white. Okay? You know, we started to touch upon this about 10, 15 years ago where we found that black people do better with a different blood pressure medicine than white people do. And I found in my office that if you give, we've talked about this, hydrochlorothiazide, a diuretic, I'll notice that especially my black females, they'll lose their potassium quicker. And I have to replenish your potassium more so than I do with my Hispanic, my Latina patients and my white patients. Now, why is that? Well, again, there's certain characteristics between the kidneys and the heart, etc. And it takes a good clinician to figure that out. Now, same thing. It's even more so than just race. You know, there are people that go, look, you know, when I wake up, I have to have something to eat. Then you have other people that say, no, I cannot eat in the morning. I get nauseous. All right, then you see, that may be enough to separate them into different groups rather than lumping them in together because they're both white. or of a certain race. You see what I mean? So going back to motivating you to exercise, if, you know, your thing is writing it all down and having an iPhone app that reminds you to work out and having an alarm or something, go for it. I don't care if that doesn't help your best friend. You are an individual. You do what works for you. Now, speaking of motivating you to work out, did you guys hear about the story? Women have exercise-induced orgasms at the gym, and a whopping 5% of them, and that's women that admit to it, all right? I'm not lying. They say women reported experiencing orgasms when lifting weights or during a spinning session, even if sex was the last thing on their minds. Now, we talked about this in the previous hour, so I'm just going to summarize this study, okay? No, we're not going to have any guests on this subject here. Apparently, back in 1953, exercise-induced orgasm was a phenomenon that was found, and then nobody really decided to study it because nobody cared. So I guess now they're like, okay, wait a second. So they surveyed a bunch of women, and a bunch of women actually admitted, yes, this does happen, and it happens a lot. And many women say it's happened more than 10 times each. Now, what exercises are they doing? Abdominal exercises, like crunches. 50% of women who said they experienced this were doing abdominal exercises. Weightlifting, 26.5%. Yoga, 20%. Cycling, running, 13%. Walking or hiking. Yes, that's exactly what this means. While they're exercising, they have the climax in the middle of the gym, whether people notice it or not. And they get all embarrassed, they get all self-conscious, right? And then I guess they go on with their workout or they leave. This was published in the Journal of Sexual and Relationship Therapy. So for those of you hiking, we have some great mountains where I live, Red Rock. I would be very afraid. Also the echo of the sound. But I'd be afraid to work out again if this happened. But it makes a lot of sense because we spent a significant amount of time on the show earlier this year talking about the female sex cycle and how women are aroused. And we talked about G-spots and all that. It was a really good show. I'll probably revisit it again. I like to wait a few months, you know, just in case, you know, the boss is like, no, we need our 6-year-old plus listeners, listening back on there. So don't let mom shut off the radio. But, a lot of it did not have to do with actual, physical contact in the area that helped people climax. A lot of it was mental. So there may be something to the endorphins and the exercise that could be a part of the whole experience. Kind of nice. All right, so if that doesn't motivate you to work out, I don't know what will. All right, when we come back, glow-in-the-dark sushi and some cool nutritional stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com.
Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I brought a little friend with me into the studio, my little tiny baby. Yep, cat's feeling better. Just I have to kind of keep an eye and have the potty box, and we're doing well. It just, if I start to yell, right, or go off in the middle of the show, it's because of Mr. Kitty Cat and him, you know, kind of needing a good talking to. All right, so I guess federal law now protects the idea of these tobacco health labels saying they are completely constitutional. Apparently, cigarette makers had sued to stop the FDA's new labeling and advertising requirements. Remember? And then I guess there was a judge, there was a, was it the Cincinnati, let me see, I'm trying to think which one, it was last week. Sorry, I don't have it in front of me, but a federal court last week said, you're right, it is unconstitutional. They can't make you advertise against yourself. And this time around, they actually upheld the FDA's new regulatory framework. This looks like a Cincinnati-based court of appeals for the Sixth Circuit, including the new graphic warnings. They said the ruling in large part affirmed a Kentucky's federal judge 2010 decision in that case. They said there could be no doubt that the government has a significant interest in preventing juvenile smoking and in warning the general public about the harms associated with the use of tobacco products, right? Which means those graphic pictures of dead bodies and diseased lungs and rotting teeth. You know, I mean, my only concern is what's going to happen to other products. I mean, are we going to be seen with alcohol, cancer in the mouth? Are we going to see cirrhosed liver? You know, are we going to, and I brought this up, with cars, you know, and drunk driving or car accidents? Are we going to, where does it end? I mean, what about all our yummy junk food that we like to buy? I understand there being a nutritional label telling us how much sugar, how many grams of sugar, calories. I think that's fair. Why not? I'm for education. But if with tobacco companies, they could advertise diseased lungs, et cetera, what about diseased heart, blocked arteries? Are we going to be seeing pictures of hearts on junk food? Are we going to be seeing pictures of rotting teeth? You know, where does it end? Now, you know me, I can't stand smoking. I don't like other people getting exposed to it. What you want to do with your own body, as your doctor, I could yell at you up one side, the office, and down the other. I can't protect your kids. I can't protect your family members. I could, do as much as I can. But still, that doesn't mean we violate the Constitution. And personally, I do think it's unconstitutional. I don't think you could have a company advertise against themselves. And if this goes with tobacco products, it's going to then probably extend to food with high fructose corn syrup and, I believe, bottles of alcohol. So I'm not sure where this is going. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, smoking doesn't have any health benefits, whereas alcohol does. I don't know. I mean, we're really not seeing a lot of literature on scotch and whiskey being healthy, do we? We're getting red wine. They're always talking about red wine. Always talk about red wine and, you know, the resveratrol, right? A lot of the French studies. But no, not scotch, not bourbon, not whiskey. So are they going to do the same for that? That's what I want to know. So, I'm anti-smoking, I'm pro-education. It's just what they're doing with this, to me, goes too far. All right, let's keep going. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is kind of cool. Glow-in-the-dark sushi. I'm looking at these pictures. I hope I put this on my Facebook for you guys. This is cool stuff. They say sushi that glows in the dark, biggest craze now. I've never seen this, but again, I don't go for sushi because I got kids and I'm not going to get a babysitter to go out for sushi. That kind of gets expensive, so I just haven't got out and eaten sushi in a while. But there's genetically modified fish that were first bred for scientific research showing how they glow. It's a glowfish. It's a genetically modified fluorescent zebra fish sold by Yorktown Technologies, which are available to buy in pet shops. Have you guys seen this? The modified fish were originally bred to help detect environmental pollutants. Well, how if they're already glowing? By adding a natural fluorescence gene to the fish, scientists plan to create fish that glowed when rivers became contaminated. Oh, I get it. That's cool. That's actually pretty darn cool. So you throw the fish into the body of water, and if they start to fluoresce, it's because it's contaminated. Okay, this is cool stuff. Am I the only one excited by this? First, researchers perfected a fish that constantly glowed, which was then bred and sold in pet shops. Now you have Starfire Red, Electric Green, Sunburst Orange, Cosmic Blue, and Galactic Purple. It's supposed to be safe. Supposed to be safe. They now make these kryptonite rolls. I don't know how many of you guys eat sushi, but I gotta tell you, one of my favorite rolls is the dragon roll. That is good. So now they have a kryptonite roll, probably with the green, right? Superman. They're redoing Spider-Man, not Superman movie, but redoing Spider-Man movie. Stop and Glow Nigiri Sushi? I don't know. Anyway, so pictures of glowing sushi look kind of yummy, but they say not all of the U.S. can enjoy them. The fish are illegal in California due to a regulation that restricts all genetically modified fish. They're going to be now cooking glowing mice? What? Why are they going to cook a mouse? I guess the team is working on recipes for cooking glowing mice. I don't eat mice. Do you eat mice? That's not a food. That's not a meat. Now, maybe with all that news on red meat. Okay, this is good stuff, guys. Blueberries, superfruit, I keep telling you. Blueberries, apples, and pears. Oh, my. Blueberries, apples, and pears will lower the risk of diabetes. Another study. The fruits are loaded with flavonoids. We talk about flavonoids. These have been shown to decrease risk of cancer, decrease heart disease, natural compound. But remember, blueberries are dark. We talked about this. The darker fruits are healthier. Not to mention, we talked about this. If you have diabetes, you need to pick fruit with the lower glycemic index. So your very sweet, high fructose fruit like your high sucrose like your grapes and your watermelon, those we try to avoid in diabetes, and we tell you to go for your berries, your boysenberries, your raspberries, and your blueberries. And your darker fruits actually do better. They say people who ate a higher amount of blueberries or apples tended to have low risk of type 2 diabetes. Now, that's good because a lot of us have diabetes in the family. In fact, it's almost at the point where I would say it's a rarity for me to find a family who doesn't have diabetes in it. Somebody has diabetes. It's almost in my practice 100%. If you have Latina, if you're from the Latina population, somebody in your family has diabetes. So this is some good stuff. This is from Harvard School of Public Health. Let's see. What else did they talk about? Okay, well, how many blueberries? I mean, tell us what we're supposed to eat. Here we go. The lightest blueberry eaters in the study reported getting less than one serving, half a cup of fruit per month, while the biggest blueberry consumers had two or more servings per week. So we're only talking a couple times a week. Plus, you could throw the blueberries on your cereal or on your oatmeal or even on your scrambled eggs. I don't care. They found that blueberry lovers had a 23% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared to those who ate no blueberries. People who ate five or more apples a week had a 23% lower risk than those who didn't eat apples. Pears also are a part of this. See, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I don't like to use that because I still need to have my practice stay open. Yeah, I don't want all my patients going away. But I really want us fighting diabetes. This is pretty cool stuff. So berries and apples and pears, oh my, just remember those. Extremely important. But remember, fruit sugar does raise your blood glucose pretty rapidly. Many times when I was a resident and I was working with the Hispanic population in L.A., they were never told to cut back on fruit. They were never told to cut back on breads. They were told no dulces, which are no sweets. No tortas, no cakes, but nobody said no fruits, no pan, you know, common foods that we think are healthy. Another study came out talking about how white rice ups your diabetes risk. Now, we like white rice because it tastes better than brown rice, but brown rice, of course, is healthier. So, you know, you are what you eat. We got to get our acts together. We got to eat right. All right, guys, stay on for another hour if you can. If not, visit my website at Dr. Dolly and follow me on Twitter so I can still stay in touch with y'all.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.